talk about the different types of friends and relationships that I've observed. Hey guys, you're going to want to listen in on this one. Welcome to Conversational Peace.
Good evening.
So,
morning.
I'm just thinking back on people that I've been around, the types of relationships, the types of men that these women have let be in their life. So I can think of someone that was given a certain lifestyle, you know, work if you want, you know, if you don't, you know, I got this, I'm providing everything. Mm-hmm. Now, this particular person, let me even take it back a little further. This particular person grew up in a two-parent household. The mom was pretty much a stay-at-home, but she did her little side hustles was she baked like sweets, treats and stuff. So she would bake cakes and cookies and all this stuff. So that was her little side hustle to get money. But the father was really the head, you know, household breadwinner. So, okay, you got someone coming out that, I don't know, maybe saw her mom and dad situation and said, hey, I want that for myself. But you decide, this person decides, hey, I'm going to go after the hustler. Now, this hustler is given, you know, the house, the pocketbooks, the cars, all this stuff. But there were underlining abuse. It was infidelity. It was a lot of things that, you know, she put up with because of that bag. Or, hey, he's giving me this lifestyle. And when it got to a point where she was tired of being disrespected, tired of being abused, tired of him having whole children on her. And guess what? She decided to leave. It was so hard watching her struggle, watching her, man, not know how to provide for her children on her own because she had to be a yes-um to this man.
Well, I think what you're trying to say is by her being servient to this guy and the guy giving her this lifestyle, she became handicapped.
She became very handicapped.
So she's like a baby trying to learn how to walk for the first time.
Yes. And in doing that,
she's going to stumble.
She stumbled. Man, I mean, stumbled to the point where it was like, I'm up there wanting to just catch her and be like,
but what every baby gonna have to do, they gonna stumble, they gonna fall, but
they gotta walk on their own. And
so she had to learn that.
She had to learn that, but in that becomes almost like a desperation.
Well,
it was and I say desperation because now you're not even saying, hey, you're not even thinking, I need something different from what I had. And
she's trying to chase that same lifestyle.
I'm looking for that same exact.
Who's gonna give it to
me? Who gonna give me that? And in doing that, it's desperate. You grab anything. Mm-hmm. You grab anything and attracted the wrong thing. True. Now I can think of another situation where you have two people in the household, they working. And again, this person abused alcohol. You know, this person abused alcohol. And my friend was like, I don't want to leave because what if we get joint custody? I know he's a drunk and I would have to leave. And he has his friends over a lot. If I divorce this man, and we got joint custody, the chances of my, like the daughter being there vulnerable with him and his friends, anything could happen.
My thing is, when it comes to...
So you stay, again, divorce. She stayed.
Yeah.
Unhappy. guess what? It wasn't, in that case, it wasn't a monetary thing. Both of them were working very good jobs. But that habit that he had, that you knew he had before you married him.
Where you meet a guy is where he's going to be.
Yeah, you married him knowing he had that. You didn't think about, before y'all had kids, you didn't think, oh, what would happen if we'd had kids down the line?
But the way I see it, when you marry a person, you got to understand one thing. I think people marry superficial, but sometimes people marry out of, because the other, I see someone over here married, I'm going to get me a married man.
Yeah.
They marry out of just belonging to a group.
Yeah.
This to say, I got someone.
Yeah.
I got a husband too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they know the abuse is there, but they just want to say it.
Yeah.
So, now, me, when it comes to marriage, you start off as friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand one thing. Seeing you marrying this person, you got a certain respect that you, for that person.
Mm-hmm.
So if everything go wrong, you will still want the best for that person. We can work through our problem. Mm-hmm. I know you. I know you're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if it don't work out for us, it's cool.
Yeah.
We can leave on good terms, and we can take these children. Because it's bigger than us.
Yeah.
Because we don't work out.
Yeah.
That don't change from you from not being a good mother. And that don't change me from being a good father.
Right.
It's just we didn't work out.
Yeah.
But chances are, if you vet, date, being around each other enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the worst in him. And yeah. He sees the worst in you. And another thing. And at your worst, you still love each other and respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to say, you know what? I accept your faults, because no one's perfect.
Yeah.
So my thing.
But that is, and that comes with, I think that so comes with time. That comes with time that
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. When you get married, some people marry and know it's toxic.
Yeah, you walk in.
Because you married because they. You're not married because you.
Yeah.
You're just married because it's a trend going on that everybody's saying
everybody's
they got a
man, married. Everybody got a man.
I gotta go ahead and marry this man.
But guess what? That trend sometimes comes with a price.
Yes.
Know that. Guess what? Know that you're marrying this person. You're marrying this person. If something happened to you, and you, it could be either way. It could be you can have situations of. You going in, like say for instance, you going in a relationship and the person you're marrying, their mother can't stand you. Oh, I can't stand him. I know he not right for you. I know he, oh, I can't stand him. I want nothing to do with him. Guess what? You married that man. Y'all, they're married, right? Let something happen. You ain't got no say. You got to stand back and let him do his thing. No matter what he wanted, he can say...
My thing is, when it comes to people telling you about your relationship,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I look at their relationship, if they even in one.
But no, you got some people. Remember, we always talk about too. I know for sure that my grandmother had this. She knew. I don't know what it was. She was a good. She was.
Yeah,
spot on for energy and just she could meet a person.
Intuition.
She could. Let me tell you. You could walk up and introduce somebody to her for the first time. She'd say, "No, ma'am," or "No, sir." And we already knew what she was saying. We already know she ain't this. She's sensing something from this person, and it's crazy. All of us laugh at it now. She was spot on for everyone she said that about. Spot on. And this wasn't even like, these could be female friends of mine. And she, no, ma'am, spot on. And we'll be like. Dang, she don't like nobody.
But she could feel fakeness.
She could feel it. She could feel
my
it.
Mom,
she could feel it.
She could tell you, she can accept a woman doing in tight clothes. But when she can't fake, the woman is fake.
Yeah.
If you fake, she said she's fake.
She can feel it.
She could, but a woman being a no good woman, whore in the street, freak, whatever, as long as she don't hide it.
Yeah, she like, be real with your freakiness.
Yeah, she's like, man, if you are who you are, you know who you are.
Yeah.
But let you come in there, hey, how you doing?
Faking.
She like,
mm-hmm.
She ain't no good.
Yeah, but how many, that's what, like, the thing we, that's something we need. That's a tool you need.
But sometimes we want things, and it's crazy, we want things that ain't good for.
Yeah, but those, but no, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, we want things that ain't good for us. I would love if I could give any advice to the younger generation, or even the fools that's our age. Know that sometimes wanting that jiggly little
shiny object,
sometimes it comes with a price.
Yeah,
sometimes that price could be your life. Sometimes that price could be your health, sanity.
But sometimes, like I said, it's not the bag. It's being grouped in with people. I want to get married to say I'm married.
Yeah.
I want to get in this, and everybody see that you're in a terrible relationship. But you want to stay married because you feel that if I get divorced, I fail. And at the end, you might just be winning instead of failing.
If you decided
to have the strength to say, you know what? Ain't about me being married and miserable.
Yeah.
I might be single and sad alone than to put up with someone pushing me down.
Yeah.
Physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with you. Oh, girl, you got a divorce today? You looking from the outside in. I made it look good because it was my man.
Yeah.
I didn't run to it, but a certain amount of people. But he's free to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. He might treat you better than me, but I know how he treated me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I decide that for the rest of my life, I'd rather go and be by myself.
Yeah.
Or meet somebody. I might never meet him, but I ain't got to put up with that.
Right. Right.
Yeah, oh girl, you're going to be sad and lonely. I don't give a fuck about being sad and lonely. I don't care about me getting my ass whooped.
But that, yes.
Being called a whore.
Yes.
Be called this.
Yes.
Yeah, you might see that I'm sad and lonely, but I might be the happiest motherfucker around.
Yep.
And you just don't know it.
You don't even know. But that's the thing. Everybody puts on this front.
Everybody puts on this front for something. And you, and the person that married in that business, girl, I'm all right. But is somebody going to notice you ain't all right?
You not. How many?
You covering up. Yeah. But when it's going to come to that abuse spilling over to you losing your life?
Yes.
You putting your kids in jeopardy?
Yes.
You doing something. Now that this happened, it's too late.
It's too late.
When you could have said, you know what? I'm drinking because of this man.
Yeah.
I'm getting my ass whooped because of this man. I'm getting, my self-esteem is so fucking low because this man making me leave. Girl, you can't do no better than me. You want to do what the fuck I tell you to do.
Yeah.
And you just like, okay.
But then
you gotta make that decision upon yourself. It might be a struggle, but I'm willing to take that risk.
Right.
It might be a damn struggle. But some women, like you said, would leave. Just because the bag stopped coming in.
Oh, some people. Oh, yeah.
It'd be like, man, oh, the bag. Oh, that's the women that you making the rest of us look bad because you chased the bag so much. Now this man has been, you.
He got sick or he went broke
and you gone. But that man can lift himself up because he'll realize, this is this woman. Because it can happen both ways.
Right.
A bad woman can destroy a good man.
Yeah.
He can drag his ass all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And when he thinks he's down and out, he can't go no more. And he's, oh, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Some men can recover.
Mm-hmm.
Some men can't. Some men are like, oh, can she leave me? And this, that, and the other. And You gotta be like, swallow your pride and say it is what it is.
Right, but that's crazy. And you think it's an age limit on these things. Everything we've talked about, you would think it's capped into, man, oh, only the younger people got to go through this. No, you just seen it hands-on. A grown man crying over a woman.
Yeah.
I didn't see grown women crying over men.
I didn't see when a woman caught a man out and he came back. Now she regretted. Oh, I made a mistake. Damn right you made a mistake.
You made a mistake. So it's a lot of...
So it's a lot of things, but you notice this. And you look at your partner and you see the value in your partner. You be like, I know this woman don't show the attributes of this one.
Mm-hmm.
My woman would do that to me. It's not, it would take me something real abusive. And I think my partner will walk away before she look for vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
She said, her vengeance is, mm-hmm, I'm just going to cut you off.
Yeah.
My vengeance is going on with my life. Because I can waste time trying to revenge what you've done to me,
mm-hmm,
but that's time out of my life.
But then it's like, then it's so crazy. This day and time, just recent, a guy went into a police station and confessed. He went in the police station, young guy. I think, I want to say the article said he was in his 30s. Went into the police station and let them know, I killed my wife. Like, know that sometimes when you end things and you want to be like, this is abusive, I want out, some people will snap at that point and be like, you ain't going nowhere. I can't have you, nobody. It's craziness.
But my thing is with that, find someone to confide in and be like, you know what? I gotta find my way up. What should I do? I'm gonna need protection. And I don't take nothing but law enforcement. But law enforcement come after everything is over.
They come after. No,
they're not there to prevent it.
No.
They come after. When you go get a restraining order, you gotta get it. And then you tell a man, by the time you say, well, the man tried
I seen him at my door.
By the time he say you might don't get a chance to say, I seen him. He might have made it.
He already in the house. Yeah.
He's in the house, I'm going to kill you. And before I kill you, I'm going to stab you up, rip your dead body, and then if they lock me up, he wants that pain is to stop. And the only way he figure ahead, I got to get rid of the pain.
Yeah.
My thing is, why you got to hurt me?
Yeah.
You can kill yourself and make the pain.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. At this, people don't understand like the importance of, you don't play games like that. You think you're playing a game, but you really playing a game with your life over what? Some material things or over
a label.
You messing with a married man and then you trying to get pregnant by this married man.
Yeah.
And you get pregnant and you go to this married man and say, I'm pregnant. You better tell your wife. Guess what? Sometimes it don't go like that. That man might love that wife so much that I'm not jeopardizing.
I'm gonna kill you.
Look at the fool that killed the girl. He killed the girl. He killed the girl, and I think he left his baby. The baby he was married, left the baby in the car. It was sweltering hot outside. Left the baby in the car and shot the mother. That was to get rid of. Hey, you pregnant? I got a whole wife over here. Like, men, think about what you're doing.
The thing is,
women,
you make that mistake, and that woman decided to go with you. Let him say, I let one night of pleasure give me a life full of pain.
Yes.
So that is, like you said, now my wife deserve that choice of whether she want to stay because I made a mistake.
Yeah, but most men.
I gotta give her that choice. And she said, "Well, I'm gonna leave, and you know you got fucked up. I let this girl just Jazzy Bill, manipulate me.
Yep.
I put myself in a position to make this happen. I don't give a damn. Oh, come on, boy, she rubbing on my, because it's a limit that a man can go to before he go overboard." Your thing is not reaching that limit.
But that's the thing.
I'm not going to your house at 10 o'clock at night.
Yes.
Because you called me over.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be home. Like, women, we invite you over their house.
Yeah.
You have no business going to the house. You'll be like, hold up, something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Men got the intuition, there's something going on.
Yeah.
Now you go over there, you might still got the strength to say, hey, her advances start getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
But man, a woman know, I'm going to push him to this limit. And once she go over this limit,
mm-hmm.
I know if I get him here, he ain't going to say no.
Yeah.
So therefore, you gotta stop way before then.
Yeah. You would be like,
hold up. I really gotta go. I got something to do.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know.
But that's the thing. You ain't gotta explain nothing. You can walk away and be like, you know what? You straight tripping. What?
Yeah.
Don't explain but nothing.
Women, and just like men can be just as manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a woman can cheat better than a man. Because she can be emotional, cry on the spot. They not better ways of him. A man is terrible at cheating.
What?
Terrible.
Why you say a woman is it?
It's just a proven fact.
Yeah, what do women do?
A woman can cry on the spot. She good actors.
So good. A woman
can lie better than a man.
I don't think that's true.
It's guarantee you.
I don't think that's true.
Man, women can go multiple relationships at the same time.
No.
And never get expected for.
No. Men can have whole kids out here putting women up in apartments, taking care of the mistress kid.
You know what? But a man
gonna
start make slipping because he gonna start getting attached to the feeling of that. Oh, I can go up here. I'm slick now. I'm doing.
That's what I'm saying.
A woman's always gonna be like.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna cross my T's and dot my I's.
No, but we can't outslick y'all.
Oh,
we
no
can't
way.
A woman cannot outslick
you. You wanna look that up?
Look, let me tell you something.
I will look
woman,
it up.
If a woman out here cheating
yeah.
with a man, right? Yeah. She can't hide a whole baby.
Listen,
she can't hide a
whole baby.
She can't hide a whole baby.
How many times do you hear that a woman that had a baby and a man think it's his? Come on. And he won't know. And he is excited. Yeah, I'm living with my woman. And I know she wouldn't cheat. She ended up pregnant because we have sex. She didn't have sex earlier that day. And she had sex with me.
But
and she's just like,
this
and
is,
then
okay.
she ended up pregnant.
All
and
right.
you think it's like, it's mine. And then one day...
Well, this is
after the baby born.
Okay, put it
the
like
baby
this.
Gets sick or have an accident, and we need some blood from you. Oh, your blood is not a match for you. What you mean, my blood is not a match for you? He said your blood is not a match for that kid.
That's wow.
That kid is not yours. The kid is 13, 14 years old. What you mean, sir? I hate to tell you this, but your kid is not yours.
That's wow. Yeah, that's true.
It happens
true.
All the time.
True. True.
And then the woman okay. looking at stupid like.
But this is the
well,
thing.
Well, boo, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And it took care of this motherfucking kid for going to
Can we agree to this?
Hmm.
Put it like this. If you know for a fact that you want to be out here wilding and having fun and mm-hmm. all that, don't get in no committed relationship. If
well,
you don't get in no marriage. If
my,
you
my,
know
my
you want to be
it,
out
it,
here.
My thing is.
Don't get in it.
My thing is. It's a constant temptation. It's always a constant competition. A woman ain't got time to figure out if a good man is a good man, and they know it's a good man over here. And that's all I got to do is get away from him. I know he can give me a secure life and everything. That's all I got to do. But for a man that's really think about that. He'd be like, my woman is worth more than that woman. I ain't gonna jeopardize this
mm-hmm.
because my woman been in the trenches with me.
Right, right.
My woman been through the wash with me.
Mm-hmm.
I know this woman. Even I suspect this woman won't be there.
Yeah.
Why would you give up that? My woman still look attracted to me. She still make me sweat across the room. She do all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
At the same time, you coming in my life, if you were such a good woman and such a good catch, why are you chasing me? Motherfuckers would be banging at your door.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you such good, oh, you don't, oh, you not happy, this, that. I might not be happy, but what convinced you a motherfucker? You know what I'm saying?
What made you to?
But like, if you're going to make me happy, why you ain't making somebody else happy right now?
Yeah. Well, you got to look at things. You got to look at things like this.
Yeah.
You got, it's so much game out here. You gonna be part of that game plan, or you gonna be like, you know what?
But the thing
I'm a roll by myself for now.
Yeah, your thing is rolling by yourself, and sometimes, and I always say this: if you ain't coming to an argument, abuse this, abuse that, peace of mind is worth more. Especially you know, I might go have that, but I got peace of mind and I'm happy.
Yeah,
I can go over here. Yeah. Guess what? He left me. He might have gave me a house. He might not have gave me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I done built myself up because I survival mode to kick in.
Yeah.
I got to make it.
Right.
I ain't got nobody else to make it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, when your survival mode hit in, you start doing extraordinary shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when you start getting extraordinary shit, you realize 10 years later, hold up. Everything he said he was going to give me, I got it. And I got it on my own.
Got it on, yeah. Yeah.
So therefore, and guess what? There's no abuse there.
Mm-mm.
I might go and get me a big pint of ice cream, go home and look at a movie by myself. But guess what? I'm by myself.
It made me feel good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But you know.
Yeah, it's a lot of craziness mm-hmm. going on.
But my thing is, the craziness been going on. It's just me as, like I said, as African Americans. Black males are going through something. The black female is going through something. And the only thing we can get back is we unify and we change the narrative. We always been trendsetters. So we need to set the trend of respecting each other and treating each other better. If not for our generation, for the next generation to see and say, aha.
Mm-hmm.
We sending a clear message.
Yeah.
Now we getting back to, it don't take a parent to move, right? We getting back to the nerve. It takes a village.
Yeah.
To marry, raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
You see your daughter out there, beat her ass if she walking around.
Looking like a fool.
If she looking like a slut and she doing that, call me. You got permission to beat her ass. When he come in, I'm going to beat her ass. When her daddy come home, he going to beat her ass and punish her. And by the time she going to, she once you get grown and get out of my house, horn.
Yeah, but it's gonna be hard to do now because it's like the youngins now they not only seeing you got some people if their sister was fast or their mother was fast, you know, the younger people in the house will look up at them. Now you ain't even gotta be mimicking your parent or your older sister. You mimicking what's on TikTok. They doing all these dances. They swiping their nose and grinding their hips and.
But guess
wait,
what?
What? You got the, I mean, babies doing this stuff.
I see it all the time.
You sexualizing yourself at a young age.
But like I said, like, it's the trend. They looking, like I said, people checking the bag. They know sex sales. Not do that dance. I'm getting more hitched than a girl sitting down there. And let's talk about real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And this, that. They said I can do a three minute dance.
Bring all the boys to
you. And y'all. I can get me a motherfucker 100,000 views.
Yeah.
And you teaching the person how to do economics, and you might get 10,000 views.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm going to dance my ass off because I'm getting a bag. You not.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
It's wild.
So,
it's wild. Well, y'all, we're not going to keep you. We just wanted to bring you guys in on this conversation. We had some other stuff, but we'll hit you with that on another time.
You can't give
time.
Y'all too much. Y'all been taking.
Yeah, y'all come back for more.
We got to feed y'all. We got to let you get hungry and then feed y'all.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? All right, now, y'all.
All right.